This article is entitled Lingering with the Lotus, written for us by David Ellingson, who is a retired pastor, adventurer, author, and speaker living in Edmonds, Washington. Imagine the Mekong River as it winds through Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam to the South China Sea. A unique riverscape with houses on stilts, fishermen tossing nets, gilded temples and rhythmic music with each paddle stroke. I hear Tina Turner wailing, "Rolling on the river." Every dream begins with a romantic vision that ultimately must face reality. A more appropriate tune would be "Roasting on the River," as we were met with 95-plus degree days, portable but slow inflatable kayaks, smoke-filled skies from rice farmers burning their paddies, and yes, our aging bodies. As the 75-year-old paddle pilgrim, I had paddled the fjords of Norway and the Mississippi River, Erie Canal and the Hudson River to the Statue of Liberty, and I was confident that the team I had recruited was capable. Debbie Castle, age 75, is a world-renowned field biologist. David Gerke, 74, is a retired criminal defense attorney and frequent pilgrim on the Camino del Santiago, and Lutheran pastor Tom Glasso, a youngster at 48, is a Vietnamese-American returning to his home country. Whether one is paddling a river or navigating a life journey, mid-course corrections are crucial. And that was true for us as we shared our stories and pictures with friends back home. A change in perspective began taking place. One friend noticed we weren't paddling as much as expected and commented, "Looks like you're stopping to smell the roses." Rivers can be teachers, and the Mekong River was telling us to slow down. In addition to the twists and turns and rapids, the Mother of Waters was pointing us to the people on her shores, to their unique cultures, their challenges, and their welcoming hospitality. Because the lotus is a symbol of Southeast Asian culture and is frequently seen along our journey, we decided to linger with the lotus. As we paddled in southern Laos toward the Cone Falls, the largest waterfall by width in the world, 9 miles, we snaked our way through the land of 4,000 islands. Our paddle was both beautiful and treacherous, and we were delighted late one afternoon to see a large structure on the river's edge. It was the Pon Arena Hotel. After our time camping on sandbars, a shower sounded wonderful. The hotel was beyond our imagination, with a swimming pool, dining room, and river view rooms at $30 a night, including breakfast. Pon was the hotel owner, and it was our first river angel. Business was slow because the economy was still recovering from COVID, but he took us under his wing and became our host and friend. One highlight was his guiding us to the falls, where we captured spectacular drone images of the cascading cataracts bathed in mist. On the way, he made a special stop to show us a construction site being developed by China as a tourist city with hotels, restaurants, and a golf course. This was our first encounter with a major challenge facing this region. Significant investments by China in dams, infrastructure, and tourism. This was our initial taste of neo-colonialism. Our next river angel was Philip Baker, an expatriate American and Lutheran pastor who has lived in Cambodia for many years doing a different kind of development work. Here's his description. In 1979, the Lutheran World Federation established a non-governmental organization in Phnom Penh, at the time called Lutheran World Federation Cambodia, now called Life with Dignity. Almost 50 years later, you're still here. You are here through the continuing presence of the Life with Dignity Project, with foci on sustainable livelihood, clean water, sanitation and latrines, and teaching of hygiene. Life with Dignity is supported by the ELCA and helps the country heal and recover from the trauma of the Khmer Rouge genocide that killed 2 million people and is portrayed in the film The Killing Fields. Each evening, Baker helped us process our experience and see hope amid the struggles. Our final angels were hosted by Nguyen Minh Quan, a professor at Kanto University in Vietnam. Through the Mekong Environmental Forum, Quang researches the effects of climate change in the Mekong Delta and develops strategies for creating sustainable agriculture, fisheries, enhancing the role of women, rural health, and ecotourism. We were back on the water again as we toured pilot programs with floricultural projects such as raising crab, shrimp, fish, and bees, and cottage industries with local crafts that included weaving silk. Our journey ended with a visit in Cambodia to Angkor Wat, a magnificent temple at the center of the Khmer Empire, which ruled this region from the 9th to the 15th centuries. Lingering with the lotus, we were filled with gratitude for the river, the people, and the cultures we had experienced on our Mekong River adventure.